Good afternoon, everybody. This is Tony Hoover. I'm filling in for Mark Vandenbosch. Once again, Mark was pulled away on business, so he let me come in and play a little bit today. Really excited about today's show. We're kind of finishing off what Mark started with the Home Project Initiative. We're almost at the end of the first month of 2014. And if you're like me and my wife, we are always thinking about different things we can do to improve our home and to just make our living experience at home just a little bit better. So we talked about soffit, we've talked about shingles, we've talked about a lot. But we have a pretty exciting show today, and I am joined with Bob Vandenbosch. Bob, go ahead and say hi.
Good afternoon. Nice to be here.
Awesome. Now we're going to talk a lot about woodworking today, about adding, you know, accent pieces to your home and different things of that nature. And if you want to get a hold or get in on the conversation, give us a call, area code 616-395-1450. We're really excited to hear from you today. Now, Bob, you have been at Zeeland Lumber and Supply for how long now?
I am in my 36th year.
Seriously?
And my partner Carl with me is in his 28th year.
Oh, my goodness.
So we've had a lot of experience.
Fantastic. So you guys started when you were, what, 10 and 11?
Just about.
I love it.
Early 20s, let's put it that way.
I love it. Now, Bob, can you talk to us a little bit about the wood shop at Zeeland Lumber and Supply, just like what you do, what it looks like?
We are a very small custom woodworking shop. We're not a cabinet door shop.
Okay.
We do custom cutting, ripping, planing. The size of our shop is small. It's really only about 40 feet by 60 feet. So, you know, we are limited in some capability, but we still can do a lot of different things. And, it's basic woodworking tools, not super high-tech equipment.
Sure.
But very adequate.
Awesome. And it's all really hands-on kind of stuff.
It is
right?
Hands-on, exactly. It's what we do is pretty much handmade.
Fantastic. If you have any questions for Bob about some projects you're working on, go ahead and give us a call. Again, 395-1450. So a lot of us and a lot of the listeners at home, we have kind of our own wood shop that we tinker around in.
Mm-hmm.
What are the major differences between our home workshop and what you work in?
Well, probably equipment-wise, that okay. When we make a project, it doesn't necessarily look like Uncle Fred made it in his basement.
I love it.
But on the other hand, it's not like it's a piece of bought furniture out of a store either. I mean, it's in between.
Sure.
So,
because it really is, every piece that comes out of that wood shop is unique.
Correct.
So it's not like you're going to, I mean, no offense to IKEA, where your end table is going to look like every other end table that comes out of IKEA.
Correct. It's more onesie, twosie jobs. It's not mass production.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. So What are the trends that you're seeing? Like, what kind of projects are folks coming in with from off the street?
Well, of course, what we do is it's really a vast spectrum of what we do, whether it's factory orders or commercial jobs or homeowners, contractors. A lot of homeowners in general, especially now, wood floors are popular.
Really?
And so transition strips between maybe carpet and your hardwood floor or ceramic tile. Maybe it isn't something you can buy at a big box. It's got to be custom made. We do a lot of that type of thing.
Fantastic.
There again, countertops, granite countertops, they're heavy. They need support. Anything that's got an overhang where you'd have bar stools by it, we make a lot of brackets for under that.
Oh, wow.
That type of things.
Fantastic. You know, I never even thought about that.
Hmm?
That's something that, like, I always take for granted. Granite. I love that. What do you guys work on? Any kind of like furniture? Is that something that you do a little bit?
We have made some in the past, Adirondack chairs, some outdoor type furniture. It's kind of fill-in jobs. It's not the normal type of work that we do because, like everyone else, you corporate downsize with less people through the years, and so with just two of us, we're somewhat limited as far as what we can do. But we always take a look at everyone's ideas, and maybe if we can't do it, we can steer them in a direction to solve their needs.
Fantastic.
So,
fantastic. If you, again, any questions for Bob or myself, go ahead and give us a call, 395-1450. If it's easier for you guys to send us an email, go ahead and do so. Send it to TonyH@ZeelandLumber.com, and we'll answer your questions on the air. Now, if someone... Bob, if someone is looking to get started with a project for their home, whether it's a piece of furniture or anything else like that, what's the best way to get started before they even come in and see you?
Well, obviously, we are not really the idea people. We will take the idea that people bring in. Of course, you know, today you can Google almost anything.
Exactly.
And so if you can come in with a picture and some measurements of what the size has to be, then we take it from there.
Good. So are you seeing, like, a lot more people? I mean, a lot of us out there are on Pinterest.
Absolutely.
Yeah, do you see a lot of Pinterest photos coming in?
There's a lot of ideas out there, yes. There's no shortage of ideas.
Awesome. So, I mean, is there a project that you just see and you're just blown away by? It's like, I don't even know how to handle that. How often does that come through the door?
Well, some of those ideas are kind of crude, which we like to put a more professional flair on things rather than making them crude.
Right.
But a lot of, you know, we don't build like entire kitchens or anything like that, but a boot box or lockers that are popular today, or storage cabinets, anything that's unique that maybe you wouldn't want to have a builder to come in and work for a week, but it's something that has to be fit into your kitchen or utility room or, you know, those kind of projects are things that we see.
Fantastic. And you bring up a really good point with the lockers. I think a lot of people in their mudrooms are adding those wooden lockers that become very popular. If someone wants to do that project, how do they even go about it? Should they come in with measurements? Should they have the wood picked out? Can you kind of walk us through that process?
Well, there's different ways to do it. I mean, if they know exactly what they want and bring in a picture, a drawing, even a very crude handmade drawing is very, very useful for us. That works the best. We typically don't go out to a job site and assess, estimate costs and all that kind of stuff.
Sure.
But we're just a team as part of a huge company, so we have other people that can do that. So there are other people that can come. If it's a large project, they can give estimates or take a look at that. But typically the customer would bring to us their idea or their picture.
And you can make it a reality.
Correct.
Fantastic. We're going to take a little bit of a break. We're talking about Van and Bosch from Zeal & Lumber's Wood Shop.
No matter what you're planning to do around the home this season, whether it's roofing, windows, siding, decking, cabinets, or interior trim and doors, Zeal & Lumber is your source for exterior and interior renovations. Learn more at zealandlumber.com or visit them at 146 East Washington in Zeeland.
The Holland Hometown Forecast is brought to you by Hop in downtown Fennville. Text HOP to 80373 for pizza and grinder specials. Winter Storm Watch goes into effect early Saturday morning at 1 a.m. in Allegan County, 4 a.m. for Ottawa County, and goes throughout the day till 10 p.m. As for the rest of this afternoon, steady to slowly falling temperatures. Might see a little bit more sunshine overnight. Snow showers start low around 18 on Saturday. Lots of snow, 4 to 6 inches probably, and a high near 28. Right now in Zeeland, 23 above. Get Holland's Hometown Forecast on your phone by texting STORM to 80373.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Tony Hoover filling in for Mark Vandenbosch. And today we are talking about woodworking and home projects with Bob Vandenbosch from the Zeal & Lumber Wood Shop. You know, in the last segment, Bob, and before I get started, if you have any questions or comments, give us a call, 395-1450. You know, we talked about what's kind of a standard project. You know, lockers, pretty popular in most homes. But I think you've seen a lot of really cool different stuff in your 30 years, when you started when you were 10 years old. What are some more of the unique and fun projects that you've dealt with in your time?
Oh, you know, there's been so many through the years that you lose track of some of them, but just in the last year we made a windmill that was about 12 feet tall, and it had to work. And it's like, well, when we get a project, we see a picture, but we don't get a blueprint with it. So we have to figure it out as we go.
You have to make it up.
And now, that one was very unique.
Awesome. Now, Bob, I'm gonna cut you off. I think we have a caller. Caller, go ahead. Uh-oh.
No, I got it. There he is. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah. I was wondering what's the craziest thing Bob ever made. And I can about imagine he's got a wife probably that nags him all the time because he's so incredibly handy to make stuff. I bet she nags him all the time to keep busy.
Bob, would you like to take that question?
Up and listen.
Well, let's just say there is a list, and not everything gets taken off the list, you know. So between that and everybody else in our relation and friends and family, One thing at a time. It's like anybody else. You take care of other customers first before you actually take care of your own home projects.
So, yes. That's a very good political answer, Bob.
There's always a list.
Fantastic. And who are you? Where are you calling from?
Hello?
Did we lose you?
No.
Alrighty. Well, any other questions, give us a call, 395-1450. And that was a really awesome question. But, Bob, you know, we're going down this kind of this road of the unique and the unusual. And you talked about the windmill that was 12 feet tall. And,
yes.
And there are pictures of it on zealandlumber.com on our Facebook page if you want to take a look. What else? I just feel like there's been so many different things that you've touched.
You know, there's been just so many different things. We've made unique little storage cabinets that went to Africa one time.
Seriously?
You just never know where this stuff is going to go.
Yeah.
One time I made a car top carrier out of wood, which typically, you know, you'd buy one in the store.
Yeah.
This one had to fit a particular product that had to be transported on top of a car. So that was unique.
And, oh, my gosh.
You know, we've done things like we've done a chicken coop or two.
Have
and we've just been amazing through the years of just anything and everything that people can come up with.
Right, and it really comes to that, what we said earlier, that if you can dream it, we can't maybe always get there 100%, but we can at least steer in the right direction.
Right.
Or help you kind of get to that dream.
You know, back in the day, in the 80s and 90s, it was extremely popular to have us build fireplace mantles. I probably made 2 fireplace mantles a week.
Really?
It's something today that you just don't see much of it. But, hey, if anybody wants one, I'll gladly make one. We would love to. We love making them.
We can do that.
Yes.
So why do you think that is? Do you think people's tastes are changing? Do you think there's just not many wood fireplaces aren't homes anymore, are they?
It's not the same as it used to be. And of course, you know, cost is a factor, too.
Mm-hmm.
Home costs are high, a building. So
yeah.
Some of these extra little things get cut out.
Wow.
But, it's been just such a unique mixture of everything that people can imagine. And years ago, it's not like you could just Google and just send for it somewhere.
Right.
It had to be made somewhere.
So. Fantastic.
But we still do so much of that for factories, commercial businesses. We make cubbyhole organizational cabinets.
Yeah.
Very cool. Name it.
Very cool. Any other questions for Bob, just give us a buzz at 395-1450 or shoot us an email, tonyh@zealandlumber.com. We did have a random email from Jeffrey that came in, and he said, I have door slabs in my home that I need to replace. Do you have a solution for door slabs?
We do that a lot.
We'll take
either special order doors or birch doors or oak slabs. We route for hinges, drill for the doorknobs. We do that all the time.
Because
you don't want to replace the whole jamb and casing.
No.
It's just the door slab can have a hole in it or just wear and tear. It can wear out.
Mm-hmm.
We do a lot of that.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you finish?
No.
Okay, you don't.
Everything we do is raw wood. We do not stain anything or paint anything. It's up to the customer to take it from there.
Exactly. So stain it, whatever, however you want to stain it or paint it. You guys just do the raw product.
Correct.
Right on. You know, and speaking of wood types, have you seen, you know, over your career, like, certain woods come in and out of fashion? Or has it all been kind of those standard wood products?
It comes and goes, but it's pretty standard. Anything for outdoors is either going to be cedar or treated. You know, years ago it used to be a redwood. You don't see redwood much anymore.
Okay.
But a lot of use for cedar and treated. And interior, anything that's going to be painted typically would be made out of poplar, whereas it used to be pine.
Yeah.
But maple, oak, very popular.
Very cool. Again, any questions, give us a buzz, 395-1450. And Bob, I always like to think that I'm handy. I'm not, but I pretend every once in a while. If you were to like make a checklist of tools that someone needs when they want to get started in their own woodworking, what are the tools, the real basic stuff that someone would need?
Basically, you need a table saw for ripping things to width. You need a chop saw to cut things for length. A palm sander for sanding.
Mm-hmm.
A saber saw typically for cutting anything with a curve.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing that has to be high-tech. A router to put shapes on the edges of boards, you're a long way with those tools.
Fantastic. Yeah, because it's not exactly like a really hard thing to get into. It's just it's learning, isn't it? It's almost like an apprenticeship in a lot of ways.
The nice thing about wood is you don't destroy it if you did it wrong. You can either cut it down and do it again, or you can change it, or you grab another piece of wood. It's not like something that has to be thrown away.
Exactly. It's not like you're dealing with diamonds.
And when you come to talk, when you say things like handy, I love being handy with wood, but I sure wish I knew how to fix my car. I can't do that.
That's a good point. That's fantastic. You know, how long, you know, if someone comes with a project, what kind of lead time are we looking at?
Well, because of the workload that we have and with just the two of us, it would be nice to say within a week for most projects.
Sure.
Sometimes it's longer than that, but so it can vary from the next day to a couple of weeks.
Fantastic. So, you know, we've been talking a lot just about, you know, the trends and the different things that have been going on. A staple, at least when I was a younger man, was dorm room lofts. Are you still seeing those come in?
We have not done that. Well, I'll take that back.
Okay.
We did make one in the past year. It was actually a full-size bed, but it was built like a loft.
Okay.
And it was really cool. But years ago, yeah, we used to make some. We had some for Ferris, and we had some for Hope and Calvin, and we have made dorm room lofts.
Fantastic. We have a call-in from Steve. Steve, are you there?
Dave.
It's
Dave. I talked to him.
Dave, are you there?
Hello.
Do you have a question? Looks like we might have lost Dave. Maybe he'll call back. If you have a question for Bob, we have a few minutes left. Give us a buzz. 395. Dave,
hi.
Dave?
Yeah.
Hey, do you have a question for Bob?
I do. If I gave him my measurements and weight and everything, would he make me a casket?
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Dave, are you okay? Do you need to talk?
That would definitely be unique.
I really haven't been feeling that great lately, but I wondered if he would be able to do that, too.
Wow.
Thanks a lot.
I guess I can't refuse.
It would definitely be a first, wouldn't it, Bob?
Yeah, it would be a first.
Fantastic. Well, to answer your questions, Dave, yeah, Bob could probably make something work for you, but I hope everything's okay. Oh, my goodness. Well, I think with that, we're going to go ahead and take a break. We're going to come back with the last segment. We're going to talk a little bit about what we do with the scrap over there at Zeal & Lumberman Supply.
Learn more about what it means to be a citizen soldier at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Good afternoon. You're in the final segment of the At Home Show on WHEC 1450. Tony Hoover, I am filling in for Mark Vandenbosch, who got pulled away on some business, but we have had a lot of fun today talking to Bob Vandenbosch from the Custom Wood Shop at Zeal & Lumber & Supply. What do you say, Bob?
Yes. Very unique.
Yes, very much so. Very, very much so. That's fantastic. You know, we've talked a lot about, you know, the process of making a piece of wood into something like furniture or even a casket, I guess. You know, but the reality is, Bob, there's going to be some leftover. There's going to be some waste. What do you do with the wood that isn't used in the final project?
Well, of course, in the manufacture of anything we make, there's always a lot of sawdust generated from it. And it goes up into a collection box, and there are actually four farmers who contract that pick that up for the sawdust for their animals, for their livestock.
Oh, really?
So that doesn't go in the trash. All that all gets recycled and used. All our small scraps, you know, typically contractors will buy long-length lumber. They also buy short lengths. So a lot of that gets cut up and generated. We make like cement stakes for cement contractors.
Yeah.
Use a lot of stakes. There's almost nothing that goes into the dumpster.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Now, if you had to guess, just out of curiosity, how much sawdust do you think you guys produce in a given week? Can you even wager?
Usually per week they come with a trailer that's got sides on it. So, yeah, it's certainly way more than a pickup load. But, it's a sizable amount.
It's a fair amount.
Mm-hmm. Depending on what projects we're doing, sometimes we can generate that within a day or two.
Yeah, for sure. It just depends on the workload and what you're working on right now. Mm-hmm. That's very cool.
And, of course, we've made the transition through the years of getting away from steel banding. We use plastic banding, and all of that gets recycled into the plastic dumpsters. And it's very green. There's really not much that actually goes to the landfill.
Yeah, and it's not even uncommon. If you pass by our location downtown Zeeland, you'll see a bin of scrap. Can you talk about where that comes from?
When we generate enough to put a dumpster box out by the road for firewood, typically we'll put it out, and within 2 hours, it's empty.
That's, you know, right.
Anybody that can see some free firewood, they grab it. So
that's very true. It's really nice to hear that we're not really wasting a lot of the material. A lot of it is going back in.
By far, almost all of it.
Fantastic. If you have one last question for Bob, we got a couple minutes left. Give us a call, 395-1450. You know, Bob, it's been a lot of fun. You know, is there any other, again, for those of us that aren't very handy, like, how can we get started? Like, what is some common advice that you give to someone like myself?
It starts with just an idea. And if people just have an idea of something that would enhance their home or make their life easier, that's where it starts. And if they can Google an idea, there's information on almost everything. So at least that's a good place to start. Bring that project to us. Let us look at it. Maybe give a few ideas of how it could be better.
Sure.
And put a cost to it and a time to it. And we go from there.
Now, are you available if you're like me and you start a project, you get halfway through? If I just come in with a question because stuck, can you help us out?
Oh, absolutely.
Gotcha.
And absolutely.
Have you gotten any of those oddball questions as far as, like, I'm here, I'm not sure what to do next, and can you give an example?
Well, I think, there again, when we talk about flooring and hardwood flooring and these transition strips, I think it's very confusing and maybe frustrating.
Yeah.
Because you just don't find what you need,
and
it's no problem to make something very unique and custom. So we do so much of that.
Can you talk a little bit about the transition strip? Just tell us what they are exactly, because I don't think everyone's familiar with them.
A transition strip is a piece of wood that's going to go between your tile floor and carpet or hardwood floors, especially you get to the top of a stairway, you don't know where to end it. How does that transition to carpet? That's the piece of wood that we typically make.
So
it's going to be thin enough where you don't trip over it,
yeah,
but big enough where it's strong enough that it won't break.
So, and is it really just like a piece of wood, or can you get decorative with something like that?
It's a piece of wood that we typically cut to size, and we cut a slope on it so you don't stub your toes on it.
That's probably pretty important.
Yes.
Fantastic. What other kind of projects are you guys seeing a lot? You know, we talked about transition strips, lockers. I mean, in the couple seconds we have left, what would you say, even going to 2014, what are the biggest projects you see coming at you?
There will be probably some outdoor-type projects, planter boxes, that type of outdoor.
You mentioned the Adirondack chairs.
Adirondack chairs, maybe we'll be coming up some of that. There's just going to be inside projects and outside projects.
It never ends, does it?
It never ends. As simple as mailbox posts we make.
Anything and everything.
Picnic tables, you name it.
Fantastic. Bob, thanks for taking the time. Appreciate it. This is Tony Hoover sitting in for Mark Vandenbosch. He'll be back next week.